Okay, I don't know if Katrina and Jen...
I thought Katrina had a compliment about it.
I thought she was working.
All right, so here is an update from this afternoon.
I actually have it digitally, so
okay.
I'm okay.
Okay.
So, what I would like to get through tonight is enough of response around the draft that we can finish up the process by people sending me back their final comments in the Word document form, and I will integrate those when I have everybody's, send it out one more time, and then we'll turn it into a pretty PDF and be done.
Sounds fair.
And the other, only other thing that as we go through this is, I did get some comments from Sewer on our sewer narrative, and I just want to make sure we take a look at these and update around those.
Sewer or stormwater?
Sewer. Sewer. Yep. Particularly want your input on the executive summary of the recommendations and then the recommendation sections to make sure you're representing your work, our work, accurately.
No, but it's the same one you sent out electronically, right?
No, this is an updated version. It's got the
what you sent today?
It's an updated version of the one I sent today. Yeah. It's got the work process piece in it and completed and the public input and the front end stuff, the front end narrative stuff.
You saw my comments, but I think we just jump right into the summary of recommendations.
Yes.
Without any verbiage before. I'd recommend that we move a couple things maybe up front of that. One is our charge. Mm-hmm. So if someone's coming in cold and reading this a couple years later, you know, what was this task force charge?
Yeah, okay.
And then how do we come to consensus on these recommendations? And maybe that's something to lead the reader into the, because most people will read the summary, the beginning part, but won't read anything beyond that. And so I typically think executive summaries are trying to capture some of that up in the front, so people at least read that.
Okay. This third paragraph on page 7.
Mm-hmm.
That work for the...
Yeah, I'd make a recommendation to just move that whole paragraph and copy it up in the front with the executive summary and leave it here too.
Yeah.
But just put it up in front so people see that.
Okay.
And then just the charge that was given to us by the mayor.
Yeah.
Almost put that in verbatim, I would think.
That's a good idea.
So people know what we were doing. is the intent when we clean this up, and I think I made a note about this, was that used to change the bullets to actual numbers and letters and it's hard to follow bullets if you're referencing something.
In the recommendation, summary recommendations?
Well, throughout the document, because there's some places bullets are used and some places. Mostly it's, I think recommendations should always be numbered, I think.
Thank you.
Not bulleted.
Well, all of our recommendations are numbered in the actual recommendation section.
Mm-hmm.
The bullets are from are either describing something, or there. I did use bullets for the.
This is some of the recommendation section. Is it if someone goes and tries to reference? They'll say, "Well, the third bullet, the fourth bullet, or."
Yeah.
I just wonder if those should be numbered.
Okay. I worry about people in assuming prioritization based on numbering, and I want to make sure that we don't do that.
That does happen.
Yeah, maybe not numbers, maybe letters or something.
Okay.
Yeah, letters could work.
Or case Roman numerals or something. I don't know. It just seems like bullets are hard to follow. If you're trying to ask a question of. If you have a sewer utility functional recommendation 3 or 2A.
That's fine. We can. I like bullets. They're sort of
non-committal.
Neutral. Yes, non-committal.
What typos just emailed to you? I was a little ambivalent. I know that when the process was going on, it totally made sense. But the review of the in the streets and sidewalks section of the 2011 report.
What page are you on? 16?
Yeah, 16, 17, 18.
That was in the narrative.
Right, where, yes, in the overview piece, where you looked at the recommendations from the prior report and reported on the status and discussion.
I don't think it hurts that we didn't do that for every section. We didn't analyze previous recommendations.
Right.
But we did it for this one.
Yeah, I think it was the most recent infrastructure task force to start our conversation with.
There was that one that was done on the downtown area, but we didn't comment on the recommendations.
DLC did. And this one was charged with all infrastructure like we were, except where they just wrote out half the infrastructure as being, going to address it for so-and-so reasons. But, are you thinking about taking it out, or?
I wanted feedback on that. I'm just pointing out that it's really different narratively, from the rest of the report. I guess that's fine.
I think it's fine. It doesn't hurt. I mean, it does show that we looked at it and we had some specific
feedback on
those recommendations.
It does seem to muddy it a bit with what we came up with. Although I haven't looked at it since we, in a while, to see what, if there's anything that we, from that, that we recommend wholeheartedly.
Well, I think the openness and separation, we have a lot of, you know, that informs a lot of our recommendations across utilities.
But would anyway? It would have anyway.
Right. Is it okay if I add a sentence that says we didn't address the rest of that? Why you didn't address the rest of that?
The rest of?
The rest of the 2011 report and the other sections.
Oh, sure, because they didn't address it.
Right.
Page 19, bicycle license permit. Should that have an alpha? Should that be letter E?
Where are you?
Page 19, just halfway down, the bicycle license. Is that from the 2011 report? They recommended the fee.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and then the same for Columbia Vehicle Registration Fee and the use tax above.
So in regard to the sewer section, I want to integrate the corrections
from the review by staff into the narrative, but I want to discuss it now and make sure we're all on the same page. And if there are any questions about these corrections, let's take care of them. What I don't want to do is to end up with anybody in a situation where our work and staff are disagreeing at council about factual issues. We can have different ideas about recommendations and ideas, but actually we should be on the same page. Dave did, yeah, that's what I got.
So, are you guys going to incorporate it, or are we just going to wordsmith it right now, or?
Well, the first one makes sense. It just clarifies the meaning. I think the
terminology
here is much of the city sewer collection system, and what Dave has clarified is
how much it is.
200 miles or about 30% of the system. That's just clarifying the detail. Much could be construed as
80%.
Yeah, right. And we're saying it's really, it's
only 30
miles. It's on page 22. Yeah.
I don't think it's wrong to say much of the city sewer is BCP.
It's only 30%.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah. But much could
it
be.
Seems like much.
Could be like.
If
Tracy
we can
said
be specific,
we can
specific,
we
should be,
if we have the data,
to be specific,
Less than a third?
I don't want to say about 30%. I don't know any of the specifics about miles and all that. But
I guess we could do the math on that.
Or use the terms less than 30%.
Right.
Miles is approximate.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd almost just use his statement less than 30% of the system. Because the system mileage is approximate and the VPC is approximate.
Right. And it probably changes.
So we don't want to put an exact 28% because that'd be an approximate 28%.
What I do in those situations is I put a plus and a minus in front of those numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to know what that plus or minus would be, though.
Well,
or you say about 30%.
You go either way, Greg.
Right.
Result of excessive INI wastewater collection, blah, blah, blah. I don't think we're saying anything different than what Dave has here.
Well, how about are disrupted during larger rainfalls?
Because they're not always large. Sometimes they're just hard and fat, short, you know, short duration, but a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What page are we on again?
We're on 22.
Still on 22.
Yep.
the cities had mailed or filled with as little as 1 inch rainfall.
I'm sorry?
The cities had manholes overflow?
Yes.
During storm events with less than 1 inch of rainfall?
Going back to what Kim says, how quickly it does it rain? I mean, it rains, you know, 1 inch rain in 30 minutes versus 1 inch rain over 3 hours.
Yes.
And we qualify it with excessive INI, I think. Says it all. Rain.
Could we just say in excessive rain events?
Yes. There you go. That's
good. Not fall.
But his third bullet takes issue with the final phrase of the sentence, which results in untreated or poorly treated wastewater being discharged from the sewer system to the environment.
Can we just add to the paragraph that little qualifying blurb to the paragraph?
Yeah.
While all water being discharged from the wetlands meets permit levels even during the largest rains.
Is that accurate?
Statement assumes that all the water goes to that, all from all aquifers goes to that, to the wetlands.
I mean, that's,
we're not saying it's not, yeah.
Are they discharging water or are they discharging wastewater?
Yes,
ma'am. Discharging wastewater.
Well, why then the administrative order? Isn't that, we're in violation of something, right?
Violation of
okay, which is yeah, completely different. Thank you.
It's just loud. But just to clarify, John, it's the when Dave says all the water being discharged from the WWTP and wetlands meets permit limits even during the largest rains. The overflows that Bill was talking about, those happen before they reach the wetlands, right?
And, oh yeah, before they even get to the treatment plant.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So those are different, that is a different issue. That is pre-treatment, a pre-treatment issue, right?
Would it help to get on that poorly treated wastewater? You say there's also untreated wastewater being discharged from the sewer system?
I think you almost need to add Dave's second sentence here to the end. To clarify, yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
There's two different things that you're being talked in. One right. is the surcharging, creating a direct discharge to, you know, the ground.
Right.
Versus what makes it INI, then makes it down to the sewage treatment plant. Mm-hmm.
So what are we adding there, Tracy?
So on that paragraph in our draft, we'll add after disrupted during large rain events. And then at the end of that paragraph, we'll add this sentence, all the water being discharged meets permit limits even during the largest rainfalls.
Should we say all the wastewater instead of all?
From the treatment plant?
Yeah, we shouldn't use this abbreviation.
Oh, that abbreviation, well, yeah, don't, but specify what, which one we're talking about.
Right. Yeah.
Which you think is wastewater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the treatment plant.
Yeah.
Correct.
Not my manhole.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
The next paragraph that says there are many costs associated with INI.
Mm-hmm.
Since we just talked about INI, and then should the sentence be something because more like other costs associated with, or it sounds like you've got a new subject, but you really don't. It's the same subject, INI. You know what I mean? So when I was reading that, I have to read those two paragraphs to figure out why you've separated them. The next paragraph talks about overflows, backups,
yeah,
and the connection issue.
Well, maybe that first sentence is just not quite the transition.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about...
or include it with the paragraph above
or
something.
Yeah, or INI causes... What did I just think seconds ago?
Changing that first sentence.
Yeah, changing that first sentence.
Get rid of it or change it, but move, make that one paragraph.
Make it active voice.
Okay.
Yeah, just something like INI causes additional issues.
Talk a broad scale on the collection system, but then more specifically, you've got more personal impacts.
The last sentence on the third paragraph on page 22.
Yeah.
Eventually, additional wastewater customers may not be allowed. INI is not the only capacity issue in the system.
Right.
Right.
I mean, if you added capacity and kept the INI the same, you could add additional customers. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that we can really make that statement. That makes a pretty big jump.
And that's what
it does indicate that if we don't address INI, you're going to continue to have problems. But since the normal discharge is real low, and the only time you have surcharge events is when you have a rain event, I mean, you still have capacity in the system.
We talked about capacity or connectivity limitations possibly at some point, but was that when we were at the plant with Dave? I can't remember.
Yeah, this issue definitely was brought up. Yeah, because we talked about one of my projects I had where there's a lot of overflows downstream from our development, and there's a lot of people that said that they shouldn't be able to connect because there wasn't capacity because of INI, and the city really didn't have the mechanism to trigger us to do any improvements because it was straight zoning and some other things. But I don't really know. It seems like if the city had a trigger, that they would have made us do improvements, and although they wouldn't have prohibited us from connecting, who knows what kind of cost there would have been associated with addressing all those INI problems downstream.
I'd almost rephrase this.
So I don't necessarily disagree with, I mean, I like that Dave said this, that he's not going to prohibit people from connecting because of INI problems. I appreciate that. But in reality, it's probably closer to what Bill said.
But we could rephrase that last sentence and still make it sound more that you can't connect if it's not addressed. In other words, it's almost like if you don't do this, no one can connect. It's really the city, I mean, it should say INI should be reduced to support capacity for future customers. And to say it like that, that's say the same thing without saying you just can't connect.
They do look at sufficiency of resources, and sewer is one of them. Why are we looking at it if sufficiency of resources isn't a thing? You know?
Well, keep in mind, this is just, these aren't recommendations. This is the overview, right, sort of describing it. We just want to make sure that the sentence is accurate. So if it maybe taking into account the piece that Cody said, in terms of, it's not that they wouldn't be allowed to connect, but it might trigger improvements and additional costs to new development.
I don't see where the statements are too much in conflict. The statement says they may not be able to connect, and they said they're unlikely to be. These are correct. Unlikely. So what's...
Yeah, it's true. Nice qualifier.
Well, he's,
no, he
he's
says
got
it's
unlikely
very,
that it would
very
be prohibited.
Unlikely that they would be prohibited from connecting.
But they may be able, they may not be allowed to connect. Oh, it's unlikely.
Due only to INI, but they...
Well, I think the tone of the two positions are very different. And I think we can add words that clarify that so that it's...
that's why I say INI must be addressed in order to support additional customers on the system. That's kind of...
And the INI, I mean, they're remedying that. Right. And even if you do, we could still have a capacity issue based on growth and whatnot.
Correct.
Lack of gravity. Could we add the second, the same paragraph we're talking about, but the sentence that starts overflows have to be cleaned up? Could we call those sanitary sewer overflows? Or something so people know what an overflow is, because some people don't know. And then that, then also somewhere in that sentence, add the bit about the, this is wastewater being released into the environment directly.
Yeah, untreated wastewater.
Untreated wastewater. Sanitary sewer overflows of the untreated wastewater have to be cleaned up, blah, blah, blah.
Good.
Sure, correction is the right word to use in that first sentence, or second sentence. Probably better to say if the problem is not addressed, and if you ever eliminate overflows.
Sentence.
Overflows have to be cleaned up, and there are potential fines if the overflow problem is not addressed.
Could you just put a period after potential fines?
You could.
Okay, so in the fourth paragraph, so he says that 45 is not correct. On an annual basis, approximately 10 to 15% of water entering the system is due to INI. During a rain event, as much as 80% of the water being treated is due to INI. So, yeah. So I think we just change 45 to 10 to 15.
It needs the word at annually, because it's 10 to 15% annually. Rain events.
Yes.
This could reach 80%.
Mm-hmm. do you want to add the phrase about during, or the sentence during a rain event, as much as 80% of the water
be treated?
Yeah.
Because if you look at this and say, well, it's only 10%, 15% annually, what's the problem?
Right.
But then it's really, the system's pretty well surcharging it on heavy rain events at 80%.
You can have high, you must not rain.
Yes. Costs associated with processing added clean water are eventually passed back into to each wastewater customer in the form of rate increases.
Could you say costs associated with processing the added clean water from an INI and other costs associated costs such as overflow cleanup are eventually passed back?
I think you just get rid of the in the form of rate increases. Basically, the wastewater customer is paying for the INI.
Right.
So you don't really have to say it's coming at a rate increase every time we have, and I mean, it's really all coming from the revenue generated for the utility.
Right.
And high INI would impact rate, but. But if the utility finds a way to offset, there wouldn't be a rate increase. Another savings.
So, yes. So actually, it's the third sentence he was addressing, which is the, since all water entering a wastewater system must be treated as wastewater, this causes a significant increase in operating costs that is proportional to the amount of clean water entering into the system due to INI. And he's pointing out that the actual additional cost is about 1% of the average budget. Which, there are reasons INI are really, really important to address, but we don't want to overstate something that is not that actual reason, because then that makes us look less credible.
Right.
Right. So,
I don't think he's included potential fines.
Well, if fines are potential, then they're not part of the cost. They're only part of the cost when you actually pay them. So have we paid fines? I mean, it's okay to say it could be, it could add significantly to the cost if we had to pay fines, but we need to say that clearly, too.
Fines could be significant, so I got to mention it.
I'm sorry.
Fines could be significant.
Right.
So I think you should mention it.
Okay.
During our likelihood.
Okay, so can I, we can work on the wording of it right now.
Well, the second last paragraph mentions fines. There's potential fines. I don't know why we need that.
Where are you looking, Greg?
This, the second last paragraph. Overflows have to be cleaned up and there are potential fines.
Yes.
That captures I don't think we need to add it to the next paragraph.
Okay.
Well, and I wonder, the very last paragraph from 22, and I can shorten that significantly, but where we talk about right below the bullet points above the inflow and infiltration, you talk about the system of pipes and whatnot, and how they're not, you know, they're not leak-proof, et cetera. And then you go on to talk about the ability of the sewer system to effectively transport wastewater, but nowhere in there do you say really what NI is.
I was thinking about that earlier, is that right at the beginning of this section, it should...
It's estimated that as much as 45% of the wastewater, even though that's wrong, but we'll fix that, move that sentence, a little blurb like that, after you talk about all the pipes? Start off the paragraph?
I didn't write this. So where are you exactly?
The last paragraph, if we want to, or if we're getting rid of that or shrinking that down, and then it talks about what INI is. It's waste, it's rain entering the system. Shouldn't that be moved higher up? Right after you talk about, right below the bullet points, for inflow and infiltration, INI, you have in brackets.
Yeah.
INI is...
Right.
Rainwater entering the system because they talk about the pipes or something. And you could say, the water entering the system is as rain, still has to be treated as if it were wastewater, and then get rid of, whatever Dave didn't like in there, about 45%.
Last paragraph too, we have the word significant increase.
Mm-hmm. Undefined.
And Dave calculates it at less fines at 1%.
Right.
And so is that significant? It's definitely an increase. Mm-hmm. But 1% would be insignificant, not significant.
And I hate to minimize, the effect of all of that, because then, Dave goes on to say that we've spent $8 million on so far. Mm-hmm. Rehab, what do we spend $8 million for if it's not that big a deal? Of course it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. But if they're only spending 1%, it's not as significant.
And it may be a big deal because of the regulations, permits, possible fines.
Maybe you're spending 1% now, but maybe it should be higher. It should be a very portion of the budget.
So the 1% is all the operational cost for treating the wastewater, because the water's coming in is relatively clean. It doesn't have a lot of solids in it that needs to be treated. So I think what he's saying is it's mostly pumping cost, not treatment cost.
Right.
And so the cost is not significant. It is an increase of approximately 1%. So I think I'm just reading between the lines, he may take issue with the word significant. And it's not directly proportional to the amount of clean water in the system.
I don't like the word proportional.
That's only, The cost is not proportional. The volume is proportional, but the cost is not proportional.
Yeah.
So that's not, we have to change that, because that's, like what Dave is saying is right.
Maybe we don't need that sentence. Particularly if we add the idea of the introduction of that section to explain INI.
I think you can leave it in here. If you just say, since all water entering a wastewater system must be treated as wastewater, this causes an increase in operating costs, period.
Period. I like that.
And then you get rid of the whole proportional, and you get rid of the...
You get rid of the paragraph on the top of the next page, too.
The cost associated, adds to the former rate increases. I think that needs to go. Because
Yeah, I would just, I agree mostly. But I think the main problem with I&I is not the increased operating cost, which he's saying is 1%. It is the regulatory part of it, which is the fines, which is why we spent $850,000 on this integrated water management plan.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of cost, and, you know, we're spending $8 million. So, I mean, that's a pretty big stick that these regulatory people are holding up. So, I mean, I think it is, you know, a significant cost.
The capital.
But you got to be careful how you say that.
You have to build a system large enough to handle the I&I. So you've got larger pipes, you've got larger pumps, you've got a larger treatment system to handle that water volume. That's where the cost is. It's not the operating cost to run the pumps every year. It's the amount that the fact that we had to put bigger pumps in to handle that 80% of the volume on a rain event.
Yeah.
That's to me, that defines. Yeah, they're notable if they happen, but the capital investment that had to be made was huge.
Yeah,
if you didn't have the I&I, you wouldn't need to spend as much capital.
Like on the top, page 23, you can eliminate where it says the pumps, eliminate that whole section.
Oh, yeah.
Pumps that are involved with wastewater treatment.
Mm-hmm. I eliminate that from that whole paragraph.
Your sentence before that captures the gist.
I do like the sentence, minimizing I&I can also increase the life and capacity of the wastewater treatment plant. That's a very positive statement. I like that. And if we can reduce it, it gives us more capacity for the future.
That's, and can we say add that, Greg? That's an important thing to say.
Well, I think it's kind of stated. Can increase the life and capacity.
Right, okay.
It does state that.
Yep. Right. Okay, and then he looks at this first full paragraph on page 23, the last two sentences.
Aren't those the ones we deleted? Or?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I'm on page 23, the second.
Second paragraph, first full
paragraph.
The second
paragraph, yeah.
Is he wanting us to add the dates and the dollar amount? That's what he's saying.
I think it's easy to add that the city has spent approximately $8 million.
No, we're still up a paragraph, though. Right?
I thought we talked about taking from the pumps that are involved and striking all that.
Yeah, and that's the pumps that are involved. That's the first sentence of the two sentences he's talking about, right?
Right.
And we said we were just going to delete those out of there. Or isn't that what you were proposing, Bill?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were up. I'm sorry. I'm down on the next.
But I think Dave is talking about this one. The ninth paragraph is like
talking
another.
About the $8 million that was spent from 2012 to 2015. I think he's asking that that be included in this paragraph.
Okay, but his comments above that...
About the pumps?
About the pumps relates to...
The first paragraph on that page. This is the fourth paragraph still.
Right. So it relates. This relates
not
to this.
Not this one. Not this one. This one.
Oh, the bottom of page 22 and the top of page 23 is one paragraph, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's the fourth paragraph.
One, two, three, four. Oh.
this is the fourth paragraph.
No, I think this is the fourth paragraph.
The one above is still the fourth paragraph on the page before.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got so much handwriting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he has the ninth paragraph, which I think is...
I don't know where the ninth, inflow infiltration, ninth paragraph.
I think he was thinking that top paragraph was a paragraph, not a continuation.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Yeah, there's only eight paragraphs, so...
I think we should add his statement about the city's already spending $8 million. Just trying to figure out exactly where it goes.
Yeah.
So we're not actually adding any of this verbiage about the six pumps.
No, because we're striking it out.
I think it's more than we need to know.
Okay.
It's too in the weeds.
Okay. Maybe the $8 million goes at the in the introduction to this section.
Nah.
Or maybe he's just suggesting adding that as a ninth paragraph, which would also make some sense.
Add it to paragraph six.
I don't know. I think I kind of like it as a concluding, you know, standalone piece. This is where we're at.
There is a statement in here about the $32 million bond issue that was approved.
Yes.
And then it goes into the defects in the Flat Branch watershed and approximately $2.7 million. But what he's saying, and I always need to add, there's this $8 million that was been spent. Where do you put that in this?
Was that spent on Flat Branch, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
You could just put that at the beginning of the paragraph and then say... specifically,
mm-hmm.
and then the Flat Branch and
at the beginning of the mm-hmm. paragraph that said substantial removal of defects, added before that paragraph.
It's almost just semantics.
Right.
Yeah, do you change the structure and make it revenue neutral and then ask for a rate increase and go to the voters for a rate increase, or do you go to the voters with the rate structure change that increases revenue? That would be, you know, not revenue neutral. And then, I mean, this is kind of like a recommendation. So I don't even know if we should say, I don't even know how we should address that. Kind of have specific recommendations about this, so this almost is maybe unnecessary. I don't know.
This last paragraph?
Yeah.
By this too, what he's trying to get at, because it's that last paragraph, the sewers, utilities should strive to find ways of increasing sewer revenue without increasing sewer rates.
That's referring to things like charging for vacant property.
Or efficiencies or anything else. So it's just basically finding things within your current structure. I think the statement of sewer structure, rate structure must be equitable and reward conservation, not consumption. That's a good statement.
Right.
I don't know if he's wanting to add this or just trying to clarify or what.
Yeah, I don't fully understand that paragraph. Changing the rate structure would have to be revenue neutral, and a rate increase would have to be performed to increase rates, to increase revenues. More importantly, I think it's his last note about important challenges the sewer utility also faces. Do you have a sense of what he's talking about, John?
Well, it'd be on the regulatory side, probably. We don't, they're always changing what we have to treat for. And I'll just use pharmaceuticals, for instance. Mm-hmm. We have certain pharmaceuticals that come through the sewer that we don't treat for. Someday that will happen. We don't know when. Same on the water side, they have been treating certain things. It's not up from dying for that. They change the rules. We just have to adjust as we go. So, the one thing that I'll say about, you talk about revenue neutral, and that's a cost of service term. So, if you change one rate, you only need so much to build stuff, and so you adjust the other one down. So, you just keep the same total. Mm-hmm. If you adjust that up, you adjust the other piece down.
Okay.
That's what all that is cost of service. We need X amount of total money to fund our system. It's not broken down in pieces.
Like the two greatest challenges is I&I and revenue. Yeah. There are other challenges, but you know, we focused on the two greatest challenges.
The two greatest challenges.
The reason we're doing an integrated management plan because of revenue, because of how the citizens want to do it. This is all about public input. Is this more important than anything else we're doing? So that's the big thing on the integrated management plan, is what's the public going to want.
Right.
And that will be rolled into our permit for sewer and stormwater. And then we would, you know, fund it through our permit.
Does the city accept prescription drugs anymore?
But people will just throw them in a stream or dump them down a toilet.
Should
do it.
It's completely off topic, obviously. But
we actually took samples in Hinkson Creek where we come up with pharmaceuticals, a big hit one time.
Do any cities do that, except or arrange with like DNH or something to do that? I know.
No, I don't know.
Done it once or twice. And remember years
I think it's I think it's even through the body, just like. You take it.
Oh,
it's,
no kidding.
Yeah, I think it's still in your system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Particularly for like antibiotics.
I mean, the spike probably wasn't that.
Well,
but in
water, you wouldn't see that normally, yeah. But sewer, yes.
I take mine to the hazmat drop off low batteries, and they've never said no. But do people know that? I mean, I didn't know that. I just do it.
You do what?
What the line
hazmat
do you
drop off?
Yeah.
I do your line to get it for that one.
Yeah.
How many extra pharmaceuticals do you have?
I know. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't happen often, but you know, once in a while.
Drop off my drugs.
I just hide it under a pink.
We're talking about I&I. That will be one of the major things addressed
sure.
in integrated management.
Do you have a truck?
How we address that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a truck?
Yeah. Okay, old cough syrups. I'm going to take those to the hazmat drop-off. Because
yeah.
Are you supposed to throw them in the landfill? I don't know. So I take them to the hazmat. Let the city figure out what to do with all that stuff.
There are. I see. Is it the police department that does it? That has the...
They take narcotics.
Yeah, narcotics.
They have like a narcotic turn-in sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know what's the problem with just throwing it down the garbage disposal. And just letting it go. With everything else is toxic. I'm just joking. Yeah.
Bullets one time.
You got a bag of marijuana.
Put bullets out for the trash.
Jeez. Sounds dangerous. Sounds real dangerous.
Okay.
It was caught before it was squeezed into the truck.
That's the thing.
I propose sending these changes to Israel and seeing if they're accessible or if you got any other concerns.
I will. That's a great idea, Bill. I will make sure he gets that list, the revision, too. And I think I'll just put to the introductory paragraph a sentence that states that there are many challenges that the system faces and that we're emphasizing the big ones. We also know that regulatory challenges could be quite costly.
And it began to be addressed by the IMP.
Right.
I think it'd be good. I don't know if they have the time to look at it, but they probably looked at sewer and stormwater, I would assume.
Yeah.
But this isn't even looked at electric or the roads.
I think you circulated our public hearing draft to everybody, right?
We tried to.
And that's who we got feedback from.
A-R-I-N?
E-R-I-N.
Is it
K-E-Y-E-S?
No, just
K-E-Y-S.
Y-S. Keys.
Keys, okay.
Oh, yeah, there are keys.
That was, first I added my P-E, because John put his P-E there. So I figured I better add mine. But there's a lot of other
people. Well, if you're going to add yours, I'll add mine.
So, yeah. Cody's and
yeah.
Then you go along the staff list, there's probably several others on here. Staff has probably got several PEs on here.
Glasscock, Nichols.
Oh
my God. So, if you're going to be consistent.
Esquire.
Sorrell Williams.
Are you a PE, Tad?
No. You put retired on mine.
Retired.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Bill?
We'll call you
retired. Retired. How about this tired?
I just need to check. Be consistent.
Okay.
I think that what that shows to the community is that we get a lot of professionals in here.
Mm-hmm. I think Jen is an architect too, right?
Pardon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jen Hedrick is an architect,
yes,
right?
Yes, but AIA.
I'll put it up to you, I think. You got Chris Kelly listed?
Yes.
But should we put the dates that he served?
Yeah, parentheses.
Honorable.
Honorable.
Oh.
But
are you sure?
He only served August to December of 15, so.
It was longer than that.
It was in the
spring?
It was in April 13th, actually.
Okay,
I was reading minutes recently.
April 16th.
He's
retired.
An attorney, right? But he is a judge too, right? So Chris is honorable.
And a retired state.
Oh, he's a lobbyist.
Does a lot of stuff.
So,
he's an actor too. Did you know that?
No.
Oh,
does,
wow.
Yeah.
And he really he likes to canoe.
Me too.
He's always talking about.
Yeah, he was going somewhere.
Oh.
That's a good idea with the dates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have
some of the answers for dates there. Yes. 2004 on the complete street.
Where are we?
On the 7th bullet
point,
6th
bullet
point. What page?
16.
17. Okay.
I just printed the one off today.
Okay. So the complete streets is 2004?
2004. It was never refined. It was incorporated incorporated sidewalks and green spaces. And then the get about was in 2006.
Okay. And when will the funding?
And we deplete the funds in around 2018. Okay. That's the projection anyway.
And you've got funds instead of fund.
What was the first date there? Complete streets
funds.
2004.
Four.
And then delete out the and refined.
Federal fund.
There is no such thing as federal fund.
I'm sorry,
fund.
What?
Delete out the and refined in because.
Yes, yeah, I got
that's
that.
A good catch.
Yeah. So the other piece I wanted to get input on is, you know, I planned on doing an appendix, and I what I have on there is a screenshot of actually my my files, and you know that's going to generate lots. I mean, it can be a separate document, but it's going to be a lot. What would you think about? Just a listing of the documents with a link to the our city Google Docs site. And I talked to Carol, but I've looked at that site, and what I did was I looked at that site, and then I went through all of my emails that had attachments from various people on them, and most of them are on the Google site, but not all of them. So I would meet with Carol and make sure we've got them all up. Entitled, and then just have this be one page that breaks out these categories and lists the documents.
I agree with that.
As in the Google Docs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the link to the Google Docs.
Gotcha.
Right.
How long will that site be available? Perpetuity? Or?
Will that Google Docs site be up for a while?
Google Docs forever?
Yep. I don't know about forever. It'll be up, you know, a couple of years anyway. Long time.
Long enough?
Okay.
Long enough.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
On page 4. Mm-hmm. Okay, just while we were on the public input thing, on 37, mm-hmm. You had MITF instead of MTFI.
Oh, I'm sorry.
While we were there, I saw that.
Yes. And so in terms of the public input, while we're looking at this, I just did a review of minutes to capture these roles. And, of course, some of it was before I was here. So does this look? Please look at this, and if it doesn't jive with your memory or documentation, let me know. And I also am not sure how Kim Fallis spells her name, but I think she's the only one I'm not sure about.
He's the only one that showed up in the minutes.
Yes. I made my own list, so I know Gail Flevins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This does not capture people that came to the public hearing.
It only captures those that spoke at the public hearing.
Okay.
Oh. John Clark did make comments at the public hearing. I had him in other spots, I guess. And then, so page 4, Bill.
To spell out the background just you used for the first time, like GIS.
Yeah.
MU, LIDAR, and MoDOT.
Yeah.
LIDAR is essentially a word now, but.
Like, yeah, so is GIS, I'm not sure.
Yep.
Should we?
National policy recommendations. Is Missouri General Assembly or Missouri Assembly?
Where are you at?
We're in the fourth.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Vote under financial policy recommendations. to be Missouri General Assembly or Missouri Assembly also?
Yeah, General Assembly is fine. Yeah.
I just started going through these, and I just got through the stormwater ones, but there was a few, more than a few, clarifications or revisions I would suggest.
Well, that's, yeah.
Just to more accurately match the actual recommendation. I know we're trying to paraphrase, but I think
I had kind of two, or some minor.
I don't know.
Because I went through all the newer.
How about the boxes with the question mark?
I can go through the rest of these and just
make
sure.
I don't know what those are.
That's in my comments, too. There'll probably be some overlapping.
It's a formatting deal with a word.
Okay.
That stands for a carriage entry, and they shouldn't appear in the final document.
Yeah, I'm not usually the very last person who touches documents in terms of formatting, and I'm not very good at it.
Oh, I hear you.
Yes, please take a look at the summary of recommendations, and that's... I mean, again, we don't want it to just be a repeat of the recommendation section. If we feel like it needs to be that spelled out, maybe, I don't know, maybe it doesn't make
sense like
to
do
it. I do
like the summary concept. I think that's, like Cody and I had provided comments that you saw, but some of them need a little bit more clarification or changing a few words. But
please.
Other than that, I think it's a good, great start, and it just needs a little massaging.
Yeah, cool.
Did Pat Zenner speak at one of our meetings? I have him in my notes, but I don't recall unless I missed that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Pat
Zenner.
Zenner from Community Development?
That would that have been before?
Did Pat Zenner?
It would have been before you were here.
Yeah.
He wasn't at a meeting.
He might have been at
Tim,
one.
Tim
I don't
was
know
here.
If he talked.
Tim
yeah.
We talked about having Pat.
I don't remember Pat talking.
Who were we talking about?
Pat Zenner.
Does it have any value right here to put in parentheses the MTFI? Is that?
Sure.
That gets that taken care of. Universal.
And did Roy Dudark actually speak, or did he just submit documentation?
Just submitting.
Okay.
Who's the Boone County sewer guy?
Tom.
Tom Ryder.
Oh, thank you. Does anybody remember the girl from West Ash Neighborhood Association that spoke, Ivy?
Oh, Ivy,
Did she provide comment? Or was she just, I've got her name and...
Where's she from,
Kim? West Ash Neighborhood Association.
West Ash Neighborhood Association.
West
Ash. Maybe she didn't speak, so she wasn't in the meeting.
What was her name again?
What's her last name?
She was in here and she sat right here and I thought she spoke, but maybe she didn't.
The way I pulled that list together was I went through the minutes and looked at the public comments.
Yeah.
And we've done a really thorough job of, but I know her and I remember her being here.
More people came but didn't speak.
Right.
Then why would I know her? We probably introduced ourselves that
right.
That's right.
Why? Ivy Why? Thank you. then, John, the reports that are in your are in the electric section from students, mm-hmm. were those? I think I'm going to add a citizens providing written comment section to the public input.
Okay.
Would I put those under there, or did they? Did they know they were submitting for our review, or were they just doing that?
Okay. They're just doing that.
Okay.
And they're linked. They're a part of whatever minutes of some meeting.
Right.
This was copied and pasted the strikeouts and the additions get deleted.
Where are you? I'm sorry.
At connection fees on page 27.
Uh-huh.
It says if there are uses on the property other than dwelling units.
You're saying you want to keep the strikeouts that you have?
Well, yeah, the strikeouts.
It helps to, you know, identify what's different from what's already there.
Let me start over again. If there are uses on the property other than dwelling units, then D is struck out.
So like letter F, if I'm reading it right, should say the sewer connection fee provided for by section 22-264 should be applied correctly, period, or if not, then amended as follows. Is that what I'm, am I interpreting that right?
Yes.
I do. I suspect that when I turn on and off track changes, it makes those
strikeouts.
It made those go away, so I'll have to be.
Yeah.
I'll have to do those differently. Yes. Serve.
Acknowledgement you did, by the way.
guests. Yes. Yeah, I think I moved that up into the actual recommendation. That such a structure might.
So, sorry, are we in the middle of it? So last time, did we have the final wording on this number H? Is that the one he was talking about? Global recommendations?
Yes.
Yeah.
What page you want?
35. I'm just now going over it.
That is one, and I don't think I brought my copy. Here it is. That in our last discussion, I took a series of notes to add to that, and so some of that verbiage is mine. And I think I captured it, but we talked about adding that such a board would focus on long-range planning, funding, budget issues, that it would be permanent. And that there would be defined roles, term limits, that it would sunset and trigger a review to see if it was continued to be useful. So that's, please feel free to edit that one. That's my take on our discussion.
Sentence where such a structure might include an umbrella executive board, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You do say an interest, which I interpret to mean just any Joe Blow that wants to participate could try or do it, but it doesn't really state that. Like I read that and I think, oh, you got to be an expert or employed by the utility or, you know what I mean, to participate in one of these boards. Should we be more clear that citizen, non-expert citizen involvement would be part of that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we wore that out, or I did probably when we talked about it, but.
Just. Reading is where we talk about, like, the end of that discussion, it just ends.
Yes, that's why John's sharing. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I like it. I think it's really good. I don't know about the umbrella executive board. I hadn't really given that much thought, but in general, everything else, I think it looks like a good recommendation.
Right here on page 36, I think the word council, C-O-U-N-S-E, I'll need to go after bond council, rather than such as a bond. It's bond council, which is a legal entity.
That sounds chopped off.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
bond,
what John
okay.
And yeah, we were just talking
it's,
about.
Such as a bond council review.
Okay. And it's C-O-U-N-S-E-L.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Oh, and cross out the word commission.
Okay.
You or external ones, yeah. Got to.
Back to what Cody was saying about the executive board subboard thing. How is water and light structured?
It's by charter.
Is it? And
it's a
how many members?
Board.
Five.
Five. Yeah.
Five members appointed to the council and serve. Each time you're appointed, you serve 4 years.
And then city staff work with you.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much boss them around. No, we act as a advisory and the liaison between the city staff and the council.
I'm not sure about the executive.
Well, my
executive
maybe executive is the word that is hanging people up. But it seems like if we're going to have multiple citizen boards thinking about utility issues, that having some sort of communications mechanism between them would be useful. That's what
I did. Yeah, I took that sentence because then the word sub is in there too, and I think it's, you know,
because there's always going to be business that's very utility specific,
right.
But in terms of getting out annual reports to council and thinking about when to put things on, you know, bonds on elections and that kind of thing, having some strategic ongoing communication about how to do it seems like it might be good.
Right. Yeah, I don't get that that's what you're talking about.
Okay.
In that sense.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Because you're just talking about the different utility boards having a system, spelled out system of regular communication.
Right.
So say that instead.
Okay.
Not that, but something to that effect.
Right. No. Yes.
On page 37.
Mm-hmm.
It says we're providing in-premise gas. Need to add bin laundry to that list.
I actually just did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you already say you were going to add John Clark to the public hearing?
Yes. Yeah.
You switch Joy to Dark from the gas to the.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to actually add a category bill that is citizens providing written comment. And we'll put him there. And Tom and. John Clark. Is there anybody else? That is provided.
On the public hearing, I'll go back and check the notes. I had a
handwritten
list of that, but I don't have them here tonight.
Okay.
Sid Sullivan provided written comment.
Okay. That's, if you have a copy of that, I don't. I have in the minutes the meeting he was at where he spoke. Okay, I don't seem to. It's not on the website and it's not in my list.
It's
see Tracy back to page 36. Anything we need to insert the word depreciation, because that's the, what is the watercolor?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the finance director's name, John?
Sheldon.
Okay. No, she's a CPA, I'm guessing.
She is.
You never know.
We never check.
We had the city attorney.
That was one of the criteria, I think.
We not listed. What's the city attorney's name?
Nancy.
She's on the very front.
Thompson.
She's on the front, but did she present to you guys?
No.
She answered questions.
Did she answer?
She answered questions.
Oh, it's Nancy Thompson.
Thompson.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Thompson, yeah.
I mean,
attorney at law.
She didn't present it. Right, she couldn't present it, but she explained all things.
So I should put her on the table. Yes.
I mean, she didn't have a PowerPoint, but she did have a lot of details she provided me.
Okay, that table. On page 9. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know roughly when that was, and I can try and figure out in a minute.
First
okay.
It was in the stormwater
first
picture.
Second,
yeah.
Okay.
My last is the first meeting.
Did he speak or present? Yeah.
Who's that?
Mike Matthews.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did, didn't
he? He just kind of introduced
it.
He's like,
podium.
Okay,
yeah.
How does it feel around?
The mayor spoke too.
Yeah.
Substantively? Not casting any aspersions here, just asking.
No, it wasn't to any technical issues.
We're still in recording, right?
It was not to any technical
okay,
issues,
so
it was more just like...
I can't remember what
serving.
He said, so it was not... didn't have any
he
substance.
He was thanking us for our...
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Serving
yeah, okay.
And wish us luck.
Yeah, he wasn't even getting into any technical issues.
So, and if I've missed staff folks, I'll ask Carol specifically for people who've worked on minutes and that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, there are two, three others.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do know that Maria Arapelo, I'm not sure how she says her last name, but she mentioned that the Disability Commission, particularly in terms of streets and sidewalks, looks at that issue. Do they have in a report that they put out or have put out?
Issue on?
Streets and sidewalk issue, that they weigh in on that. Or they have?
Oh, yeah, probably on the ADA side.
Right.
So.
Right, okay. Is that an annual? Or?
No, I don't recall.
Okay.
I think that comes out of Tim's shop, actually.
Okay, I'll ask Tim. Well, I will send an email to folks who aren't here tonight and ask them to specifically review the summary of recommendations and to look everything else over, then you could get me your comments. Greg did almost.
You want to put a deadline on that so that you can just hang out there?
Yeah. Is Monday too soon?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Or,
I'm going to take a look at it again, see if there's any more of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got some, definitely got some comments for it, but they're all just clarification stuff.
Okay. If your comments contradict each other, or I think you're wrong, I will email conflicts to the conflicted, so that we don't make a quorum, and I will just email you back personally if I have a question, or not really if I think you're wrong, but if I have a question about your suggestion, and we can work that out that way, and then I'll send back a completed all changes piece, and then, like I say, once we've got that agreed upon, Ashley will do the formatting on it, and then unless you guys have input otherwise, I will informally send council a copy to take a look at and see when they want to accept it at a council meeting. Does that work?
They're not looking for a presentation of it.
I don't think so, but we talked last time. I do think it would be nice to, at least all, and everyone is certainly welcome, but be there to answer any questions when they... I'm not sure exactly how a report like this goes on the agenda. It goes, isn't there a report section?
Yes,
the report section.
At the end.
At the end.
At the end. You could request to present it to them in a special right up front so you don't have to stay there all night.
That's not a bad idea.
That'd be a work session.
Right. Sometimes I watch it and just come down for my thing. So, okay.
But you might ask the mayor what you want.
Right.